All right, welcome everyone to our Let's Talk Dallas County program presented by Perry Fairway. I'm Logan Mance. I'm here with the Perry City Administrator, Savin Pearson. Thank you, Savin, for taking the time. It's sweater month now, I guess.
It's vest season.
I was looking for the right word.
Vest season, yeah.
So I like the vest, and it fits well with the weather we're having.
You bet. I'm all about that fall vibe.
I know. Is that your favorite season?
It is, yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Well, not mine, but... All right, let's talk about the Perry City Council meeting that happened last night and the downtown project, something you brought up and wanted to talk about and give an update.
Absolutely. So we, at the City Council meeting that we most recently had, officially accepted the community project funding grant that we received from basically congressional appropriation. So that was just shy of $2 million towards that downtown renovation project. So again, that is kind of starts up between Wells Fargo and Ben Franklin's, completely reconstructs that alleyway, the parking lot along First Street and Warford, then Warford from First to Third, and Second Street from Warford to Willis. So definitely an exciting project, some what we refer to as short-term pain in that construction project for definitely some long-term benefit for all that either have businesses downtown or visit downtown. So very excited about that. We just went through a really great public input process to kind of learn what the community wants with some of the features in that project. We're keeping up to date on a project website, so you can go to perryia.org and find that project website to keep up on all of those updates. I think probably one of our largest to-dos on this project is keep people informed. So not only regular person-to-person communication with those downtown business owners and property owners, but also trying to push out information to the community. And I think the biggest thing to keep in mind as we progress through this project, downtown will still be open. There's still a lot to be excited about downtown. And we are going to do everything we can to ensure access to those businesses and work around business hours. So definitely keep that in mind, open for business downtown during this project. Probably looking at construction in 2024 and possibly 2025. It really just depends on the contractor that we're able to get for this project.
And all those businesses got their basements inspected, right? That was a thing you had to do, right?
Yep. I think we've been in all the basements just to check that out. You know, some of those still have old coal chutes that actually go out underneath the sidewalk. So we have to take that into account for design. Also, we're taking new water service lines to each building. So definitely a lot going into that project, but so far, these property owners have been just, and business owners have been just amazing to work with. And again, I think one of our biggest points with this project is keeping up that open line of communication, not only between the city staff and the business owners, but also our engineering staff that probably know a little bit more of the technical stuff.
Didn't find any leprechauns in any basements?
None that I am going to disclose to you on this show.
Dang it. All right. We're here speaking with Savin Pearson, the city administrator for Perry. And then we'll also talk about minimum assessments. What do people need to know about this?
You bet. So this one was kind of a tag on of something we agreed to at the last city council meeting earlier this month. So this minimum assessment agreement was with Balmer LLC, and that was Brian Balmer and Dylan Balmer. They have, I think, closing early this week on four lots, what, you know, the locals refer to as the old middle school lot or old high school lot, depending on which generation you might be in. You know, the last four lots of this about two block parcel that the city had and really kind of puts the final capstone on building out and redeveloping that project. So, you know, started, I think, in about 2013 with that Hamlin Bell apartment building, about 36 units there, partnered with the school district to be able to have three student-built homes constructed kind of on that southeast corner. Then we have Capital Homes building a five-unit townhome on that northeast corner. And then Balmer LLC is going to be building out eight units of duplexes on those four lots on that southwest corner of that lot, right at 10th and Otley. So very excited about that. These last two projects, that's 13 units of very nice market rate housing that's coming online. Definitely something that's needed within the community to attract new folks to town, to be able to establish some roots and really become a part of the community, which is very important to us, not only as a city, but the rest of the community. We want to be welcoming and include people in our community. So
have you noticed that getting affordable housing, getting new development in Perry, is that something the community has asked for?
Yeah, absolutely. About every time we turn around, somebody's asking about housing. So definitely a balance between, fixing up what we have and building new. I say just kind of across the board, from apartments to middle and upper single family homes, our housing stock is just old. So, from 2016, when we started our tax abatement program, we've seen about 60 new single family homes and 60 units of apartments. Plus, we're probably looking at probably close to 30 units of apartments just in our downtown that have been redeveloped and revitalized. So that's also just an incredible thing to be proud of, too. So still a lot of work to do, still a lot of need just across the board, from affordable to, again, that upper and middle income single family household. So, I think one of the things that we're bumping up against now is kind of a lack of lot availability for new builds. So that's one of the things that we've kind of been honing in on and focusing on, is trying to figure out where and who and how that will be developed in the new single family lots. But it all takes time. It all takes focus and teamwork to get all that done.
Well, so Vin, as we kind of close up this program, is there anything else that you'd like to mention?
There usually is, Logan. Okay. So, hey,
so I asked.
Kind of ending on the library and speaking of the library, I want to express not only my personal gratitude, but also gratitude of the city council, the mayor, and all of our staff to Mary Murphy, the retiring library director. She's been with us for 13 years and has just been a wonderful partner to work with at the library, and has built a wonderful team. Definitely something to be proud of. I am a little bit farther out from retirement, but I find it hard to think about walking away from things we've done and the organization that we built. But Mary has so much to be proud of, and we are so grateful for her work for the community, and really has always exemplified our core values as a city. So definitely want to say thank you to Mary. There is a retirement reception on the 27th for her at the library, I think from 11:30 to 1:30. So if you can, get to the library, wish her well, and send her on her journey of retirement, which I know she's very excited for. She keeps holding up fingers of how many days she has left. So, and I just look at her and I say, 35 years, Mary, that's what I've got. So,
listen, folks, get out to the library on the 27th of October and wish Mary Murphy. She's done an excellent job for the community, and wish her well on
Absolutely.
What's the next chapter of her life.
You bet.
All right. Thanks, Vin.
Thank you, Logan.
And that was our Let's Talk Dallas County program presented by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always farewell. We'll return with more programming after a short break. That way.